Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, I want to welcome back to the show, Zach Hubbard. He's an author and creator of Gematria Effect Sports and Zachary K. Hubbard on YouTube. He used to have quite a few other YouTube channels, but they X'd those out, isn't that right?
That is correct, yeah. 18 down, and I'm sure several more to go, so.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm lucky to still have mine up. But you do some amazing work, and looking at the research that you do, it appears that our reality is actually coded with numbers. And if you know how to read those numbers, you can actually decode it, and that's exactly what you've been doing. But unfortunately, you're not the only one that's been doing this. The psychopaths in charge, they know this too, and I think they're using it against us. I'd like to get your thoughts on it tonight. But first, tell us again, I like the story of how you got started doing this and how you figured it out.
Sure. So just to go back in time, it really all began with September 11th. I knew that something was very wrong that day, and I didn't buy the official story. And I saw that there was something numbers-oriented about it, you know, 911, national emergency on September 11th. And from that day on, I just kind of was always on guard, and I noticed certain numbers would be inserted to news stories that seemingly didn't need to be there, just extra, almost meaningless details. And it bothered me for a long time. And then when Sandy Hook happened, I saw everyone reporting that Adam Lanza was 112 pounds. And I was like, okay, the number of people, what is with the number of people? And started doing some research, and sure enough, I started to look into the meaning of what other additional meaning there was to numbers. Why would the media be so number-driven and number-oriented, and what could it be? And I came across this word, gematria, however you pronounce it. It was an excerpt from a Manly P. Hall book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. And in the writing, he gives you this definition of gematria, and in his book he gives you two ciphers for how to decode the English language. A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, D is 4, up to Z is 26. It's called simple English gematria. And then the other one's just using the alphabetic order but incorporating the rules of numerology. So for people who aren't familiar with numerology, it's about taking a number that's bigger than a single digit and turning it into a single digit number. So for example, 10. The numerology of 10 is 1 plus 0 was 1. So J, the 10th letter with the numerology cipher, instead of J being 10, it would be 1 plus 0 is 1. Z, for example, the 26th letter, instead of being 26, it would be 2 plus 6 is 8. So Manly P. Hall gives you those two ciphers, and that's what I began with. And I was like, okay, let me see what I can figure out with this. And, you know, Sandy Hook was one of the first things I looked at, and I noticed when I wrote out Sandy Hook, it equaled 112, just using the alphabetic order. And I was like, okay. Media reported Adam Lanza weighed 112 pounds, Sandy Hook equals 112. And then you look a little bit further and you see that Adam Lanza's birthday is April 22nd, which is the 112th day of the year. And then you think about it, his initials are A-L, A's the first letter, L's the 12th, so 112. They put out one birth certificate for one of the children. It was Noah Posner. His birthday was November 20th, 1120. Jim Fetzer, you know, the biggest Sandy Hook truther, supposedly, even the name Jim Fetzer is 112, which makes me wonder. And then again, the reason they coded 112 into Sandy Hook is because it's just like the Dune Blaine Massacre, which most Americans have never heard of. The Dune Blaine Massacre happened March 13th, 96. 3 plus 13 plus 96 is 112. That was the incident in the UK that got gun rights taken away. It was the same as Sandy Hook. A gunman targeted first graders at an elementary school. And then there's a whole bunch of other parallels as well. Dune Blaine was on the 73rd day of the year, using the alphabetic order. Dune Blaine equals 73, so does Adam Lanza. Sandy Hook on the 73rd meridian. Elementary school with the alphabetic order and rules numerology, 73, and so on. So that's how it began, is just looking for meaning to numbers and then finding this word and applying it to things that I thought were curious, such as September 11th. You know, September 11th, it all checks out too. And I just realized right off the bat, I was like, wow, is this really what they've been doing? And I've just been documenting pretty much every day since I came across this in 2013. And every day, just the evidence compiles that, yeah, this absolutely is how the powers that shouldn't be, or the cabal, this is how they operate. And again, that term, the cabal, it comes from Kabbalah, and that's where this whole practice in numbers and words comes from. In Kabbalah's Book of Formation, it stated that God created the world by merging letters, numbers, and words. And seemingly the powers that shouldn't be, they play God over our lives every day with this knowledge. So.
Well, I thought a good place to start would be talking about how the media uses this, or how these numbers are encoded to Hollywood and the media and everything we're seeing on TV every day. Does it go back to, you know, the beginnings of, you know, the media that we can watch on TV?
I think it goes back to then and really long before that. I think for as long as this nation that we've lived in, the United States of America, has existed, they've been practicing and putting out pretty much all information with this knowledge. And just a simple thing to understand, United States of America, its birthday is 7/4. And if you go back and research in history, I mean, there's a lot of days they could have actually picked out rather than making it July 4th. But no doubt the reason they chose 7/4 is because of this knowledge. With the alphabetic order, holiday equals 74. With the alphabetic order and rules of numerology, Independence Day equals 74. And again, just using the alphabetic order, English is 74, Gematria is 74, Occult 74, Masonic 74, so on. Very special number to these people. And just to give you a current event, one of the top news stories today is the footage was released of a heroic effort at a Portland, Oregon high school. Supposedly, a security guard coach there disarmed a student who brought a shotgun to school. And this story was from May 17th of this year, the day that supposedly the heroics happened. But they just released the video of the man disarming the student yesterday. Yesterday was October 18th, the day leaving 74 days left in the year. This story comes out of Oregon, out of the 50 states. There's only one that sums to 74 using the alphabetic order, and that is Oregon. Active shooter also sums to 74. Back in 2014, you can look up the Oregon shooting that happened. They reported, all the headlines reported that was the 74th shooting since Sandy Hook when that one happened. Again, when you learn this code, you just see how repetitively the same numbers are used. And just beyond the 74 point, from the date of the supposed incident, the heroics, May 17th, to the release of the video, October 18th, was a span of 155 days. And the hero's name is Kenan Lowe, which equals 155. And, I mean, it really just gets silly when you look at how they just contrive all this stuff day after day, but it's just undeniable that they use this knowledge to roll out the stories as they do. So.
Now, the media is just basically using their power to divide us right now. It's all divide and conquer, whether it's, you know, racism or sexism, and now they have the new transhumanism agenda. How do you see the numbers being implemented in some of these division tactics?
Sure. So, for example, something that I pointed out from day one, it was actually the first video I uploaded to YouTube that actually stuck up. The first video I ever uploaded was exposing FIFA, and it got taken down right away. But the first video that ever stuck was the video I did on the Michael Brown shooting, August 9th, 2014. And For people who aren't familiar with me, I had a blog that I started in 2013, and then I began uploading videos in 2014. So I did this research for a year before I began presenting it because I wanted to make sure that I was onto something. And I noticed that all throughout history, racially divisive stories had the number 33 encoded. And, you know, case in point, Rodney King beating, March 3rd, 3-3. Just using the alphabetic order and rules numerology, Masonry equals 33, secrecy 33, order 33, police 33. Race war in that same cipher equals 33. And if you use the alphabetic order, LAPD equals 33. Now, you can go through all of the racially divisive stories that we've gotten in recent years. Trayvon Martin, Freddie Gray, Sandy Bland, Eric Garner, a thousand other ones that I'm forgetting right now. The 33 is always encoded in these stories, without exception. It's always there. And again, race war equals 33. And again, who's using this knowledge? It seems very clear to me that it's the secret societies that are all very much Masonic. So, yeah, there's certain numbers that show up again and again in racially divisive propaganda. When they put out this transgender stuff in the media, which is, you know, sure to, you know, be polarizing and impact different people different ways, they almost always do it in connection to the number 53. And the word gender equals 53. The word transgender is also 53. And, you know, that all started with Bruce Jenner, which sounds like gender. And he posed on Vanity Fair, and Vanity Fair, of course, is 53. So, yeah, there's certain numbers that get used repetitively in certain types of propaganda.
And I always wonder, you know, how it all works. The more I look at it, it just seems like we're in some sort of simulation. I don't know if they just know how it works and they're manipulating the system to I don't know, make these events happen, or if they just know these events are going to happen by the numbers. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I honestly think it's a little bit of both. If you go back and watch the footage of Michael Brown, the Ferguson, Missouri incident that led to the riots that CNN pretty much, you know, had a build up to. Anyway, if you go back and look at the Michael Brown shooting, first of all, why would police leave a body in the middle of the road like all day and just stand around it? But if you take the time to watch the entire video or just fast forward to the end of it, hopefully it hasn't been scrubbed from the web. I used to actually have a video showing this. But at the end, the police, not paramedics, the police take the body and they put it in the back of a police SUV. And what body gets taken away in a police SUV? I mean, is that protocol? I'm pretty sure most bodies get taken away in an ambulance. So I don't even think that Michael Brown was a real person. I think it was a rubber dummy in the middle of the street. And with that in mind, I'm pretty sure that they do instigate a lot of these stories and contrive them by the numbers. Maybe not all times, but I think a lot of times they do. So,
now, getting back to Hollywood and the media for a second, is there any movies or recent movies that you see any profound encoding in?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Like, I can't watch a movie without seeing profound encoding. They do in all their films. For anybody who has Netflix, hold on, let me pull up my notes real quick. For anybody who has Netflix, they put out a film called Gollum. Golem?
Saw that. I didn't watch it yet, but I scrolled through it.
Okay, so check this out. If you watch that film, okay, if anyone wants to go to IMDb, you can look this up. The Golem is what it's called. It came out February 5th. February 5th, a date that can be written 5/2. Golem equals 52. First of all, what this film's about is it's set back in the past, and it's about a Jewish town, and there's a neighboring community that's not Jewish. And in the beginning of the film, the non-Jewish town accuses the people of the Jewish town of doing sorcery that's hurting their people. And this other town uses guns. The Jewish town doesn't believe in having guns. And so one of the women in the town, she's been secretly studying Kabbalah, and she's figured out how to create a golem to protect her people. So anyway, in gematria, the word golem is 52. This film has everything to do with Kabbalah. Kabbalah is 52. Gematria is 52. Tree of life equals 52. That's the physical model for Kabbalah. Etzah Chaim, which is the Jewish way to say tree of life, equals 52. And let me see. I'm going through my notes here. Okay, so in the film, there's a good witch in the Jewish town, and when this other woman creates the golem, the good witch says, "You can't create this. This is going to end up hurting our own people instead of just protecting us." Her name is Perla, which of course sums to 52. Her name also sums to, golem sums to 52 and 25. The date February 5th that it came out can be written 2/5 or 5/2. And the word Kabbalah, in addition to summing to 52, it also sums to 38. The woman who creates the golem, her name is Hannah, which equals 38. In Hebrew, Kabbalah sums to 38, just using the alphabetic order in Hebrew, just like using the English alphabetic order. Kabbalah is 38. So, you know, I think that movie's a really good example to watch because you can apply this knowledge and just see how easily it is. But also it's just talking about how Kabbalah is used for sorcery and how it has a good side and a bad side. And but anyway, if you do use this knowledge and you apply it, you can see through almost every movie, why it's released on the date it is, et cetera, et cetera. I just recommended a movie actually yesterday on my own channel. I told people that if you have Amazon Prime streaming service, they just added a documentary called Illuminated about the Illuminati. Have you seen this film?
Oh, not yet.
Okay. I think it's pretty good for information purposes. It has a really bad ending. I'll skip that, but the name of the guy who's the director, his name is Johnny Rebel, which I imagine isn't his real name, but Johnny Rebel sums to 48 in our most pure cipher, the alphabetic order of the rules of numerology. Johnny Rebel, Illuminated, Illuminati, they all sum to 48, and the film released exactly 48 days after his birthday. That's very common, too, for them to sync up these movies with the release date of the director or the star actor. Another one of my all-time favorites is Conspiracy Theory, the film.
Did see that one, yes.
Conspiracy Theory, hold on, let me pull this up real quick. Oh, come on, notes. Here we go. Okay, so Conspiracy Theory, the film, released August 8th, 97, right? And what's awesome about this is Mel Gibson's the star in that film. From Mel Gibson's birthday that year, which was January 3rd, to the release date on August 8th, it was 218 days later. And guess what Conspiracy Theory equals? It equals 218, right? And then if you do it the small way with the rules of numerology, Conspiracy Theory sums to 88, like how the film released on August 8th. So how perfect, 88, and then 218 days after Mel Gibson's birthday. And again and again, I mean, Hollywood, from movies to TV shows to, you know, musical albums, pretty much everything in the entertainment industry is released this way. So that's the beauty of this knowledge. It applies to so many things.
Now, I thought I saw that you did a video on the Joker movie. It's a controversial movie right now. Any thoughts on it?
Sure. That movie just released by the numbers. Here, let me pull it up right real quick, my notes on that. I know it released on the 277th day of the year, so hold on, let me get this here. Is this the one? Okay, so the film released October 4th, the 277th day of the year, the day leaving 88 days remaining. And the reason this is interesting is because 277 is the 59th prime number, Joker equals 59, and while it's not true for this film, they didn't use the name Jack Napier for the Joker character, Jack Napier is the most common civilian name for the Joker, and Jack Napier sums to 88. And the town of Aurora was concerned about the release of this film because of the shooting there. Aurora equals 88. So, you know, that kind of stuff to me is contrived controversy just to bring up information from the past. Also, the star of this film, Joaquin Phoenix, his full name is Joaquin Raphael Phoenix, which equals 104. The film released on October 4th, 10/4. And the thing about the film releasing on the day leaving 88 days left in the year, besides it connecting to the name Jack Napier and Aurora, is that this was pointed out to me. Somebody pointed this out once I made a video on it. They said, go back and look at the actor Alan Napier, who played Alfred Pennyworth on the TV show for Batman. Alan Napier died in history on August 8th, 88. And you might recall that Adam West, who played Robin, he died at age 88 shortly after Trump became president. Trump equals 88. Trump once said, I am Batman. If you write out Batman and Robin, it also sums to 88. And someday I'm going to have to do a deeper dive on Batman and just see how many 88s really are out there. Oh, not only did Alan Napier die on August 8th, 88, but he died in the year 88. So, yeah, the Joker film, its release date, definitely not an accident.
Now, something we didn't get to last time, and I have to be careful how I introduce this topic. Let's call them orchestrated events, such as the school shootings, Vegas shooting. Let's start with what you mentioned earlier. You talked about Sandy Hook. What did you see in that?
Okay, so at the beginning, we talked about Sandy Hook, and we talked about all the 112s and the 73s and how that connected to history's past. But there's a few other things that stand out about the Sandy Hook event that are crucial. It happened in Newtown, Connecticut, and Newtown equals 33, you know, this number that shows up again and again. A lot of people think of Robbie Parker, the first parent to come out. The name Robbie's 33, the name Parker's 33. Again, Masonry, secrecy, order, federal, they're all 33. The other thing is Sandy Hook Elementary School. That equals, if you use the alphabetic order rules numerology, it equals 113. And earlier we talked about how Adam Lanz is born on April 22nd, the 112th day of the year. Well, if you go back and look, he's actually born in a leap year. So technically, the year he was born, if he's even a real person, which I don't think he is, but that technically that year would have been the 113th day of the year, 113. Now, this number is a special number, 113. It's what I call the number of deception. There's so many things connected to deception that equal 113. And what's interesting about that is in the Talmud, Bava Kamma 113a states that it's okay for somebody who's, I forget how to spell the rest of the word. Somebody who's right in that camp, they can lie to somebody who's not in that camp. Bava Kamma 113a. So, and it's just amazing. Mainstream, dishonest, not true, not factual, fiction. Are you okay with cussing on your channel?
Of course.
Bullshit, politics, and the list goes on. They all sum to 113. Well, 113 is the number of deception. And it's also a number that connects to Freemasonry. Scottish equals 113, as in the Scottish Rite. Filmmaker George Lucas, his first film was THX 1138, and George Lucas equals 113. So does green screen. George Lucas, kind of the master of the green screen. So, and in a way, the green screen can be used to deceive people. But with regards to the 113, when the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting happened, what I noticed is the first image put out by all media sources was a bunch of children walking, you know, in a line with their hands on each other's shoulders. And I was like, wait a minute, this is like the one image released from the Sandy Hook school children. But instead of first graders, it's high school kids. And Stoneman Douglas High School equals 113. And if anybody can go back and verify this, in the Stoneman Douglas shooting, they said the majority of children who were shot in room 1214. It's like, okay, 1214, well, that's the date of the Sandy Hook shooting. And they also said that room 1214, what was going on was Holocaust remembrance class, and the official story says that 6 students were killed in room 1214 in Holocaust remembrance class, where, of course, 6 million is the associated number. So that's that.
So let's take a look at the Vegas shooting. This was such a strange, I mean, it's still there's so little understood about it, and nobody seems to care anymore. You know, they just, nobody goes back and wants to re-examine what happened there. There's so many aspects that just don't fit. What did you see from that event?
Sure. So I honestly think that the reason my first channel was shut down, which was June of 2017, I think it was shut down because I was so on the money with what was going to happen the weekend that ended up being the Vegas shooting. I'd been telling people all that year to circle that weekend because of the way it lined up with Yom Kippur, which is the most important Jewish holy day. It's about atonement for your sins. This year we got a synagogue shooting in Germany on Yom Kippur. But that year, the date of Yom Kippur fell on the day leaving 93 days left in the year. And what 93 is it's the number that represents Saturn. Saturn's connected to death and judgment, kind of like Yom Kippur, because it's about judgment. And again, it's about atonement for your sins. And then think about how Sin City got shot up. So the Vegas shooting was October 1st. And 10/1, as we write it in the U.S., 101. What's interesting about that is the word assassin equals 101. Mandalay Bay Casino equals 101. They said the shooter was shooting from Mandalay Bay Casino. The word casino itself is also 101. And Yom Kippur equals 99. Mandalay Bay alone equals 99. You might recall that they showed a picture of the shooter and he had a 13 on his neck. Do you remember that? Some images
yes,
have the
yes, 13. Yes, I do, yeah.
If you write out 13 as a word, it equals 99. It happened during the Jason Aldean concert. J-A, his initials, J-A. J's the 10th letter, A's the first. And I forget, he had a music video, because I'm just going off the top of my head here, but he had a music video where he's driving around, and part of it, he's driving through Las Vegas. And in that music video, it's putting big words on the screen that are the lyrics. And I want to say when he's driving through Vegas, there's some lyrics about get down or get down and lay by my side or something like that. And I'm thinking, isn't that what they reported, that like everyone hit the deck? Anyway, I think through that music video, it foreshadowed what was coming. And if I remember right, Jason Aldean has a tattoo of an eclipse on his shoulder. And that year we had the Great American Solar Eclipse on August 21st, which was the first of its kind in 99 years. And if I remember right, from the date of the eclipse to the date of the shooting was 41 days later, which is the 13th prime number. Just like how the guy had 13 on his neck, and when you write it out, it's 99, like Yom Kippur and Mandalay Bay and all that. Also, they gave us a final death count of 58, another special number that shows up a lot. Freemasonry's 58, Secret Society's 58. If I remember right, it's either the governor or the sheriff. It was one of the two people speaking a lot. One of them had an August 5th birthday, and the shooting was 58 days later. 58, the Sandy Hook shooting was on a date with 58 numerology. A lot of the major shootings over the years that have been reported in the news have been on dates with 58 numerology. It's another one of their favorite numbers. So I have no doubt that's where the final count of 58 dead came from. And some people who really might remember might recall that they even raised the death count to 59 for a few days, and then the media later retracted and said, oh, never mind, it's 58. And I was like, see, they just got to go back to their 58.
Now, last time you were on, you made a prediction that a big event would happen either August 11th or 12th.
It was August 10th and 11th were the dates.
10th and 11th, yes. That was
Tisha B'Av. And so here's what we got. So there was a lot of big events in the world that weekend. You had the death of Jeffrey Epstein by the numbers.
That's what August I was going to say, yeah.
You had the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and people were talking about how Jeffrey Epstein was building something that looked kind of like a Temple Mount on his island. So I was fixated on watching Temple Mount for that weekend. On August 11th, you got the Muslim worshippers sprayed with tear gas. But hold on, before we get to that, August 10th, you had the death of Epstein, and Jeffrey Epstein's death was perfectly by the numbers. And what cracked me up is the video that the media put out was the medical examiner pulling up to the prison, and they were sure to show that the truck was number 134 or number 134 on the medical examiner's vehicle. Tisha B'Av in Gematria equals 134. And the English way to say that is ninth of Av, which also equals 134. So you had that. In Oslo, you had a shooting at a mosque, and I had told people that the March 15th New Zealand mosque shootings were synced up with Tisha B'Av and how it coded the numbers of Tisha B'Av. And you might recall that the shooter in New Zealand was supposedly inspired by Anders Breivik, the Oslo bomber. So then you get a Oslo mosque shooting on the weekend of Tisha B'Av. So those were the stories, August 10th, Epstein and the mosque shooting in Oslo. Then August 11th, I was really watching Temple Mount. The headlines there were the chaos on Temple Mount because tear gas was shot on the Muslim worshipers. Tear gas equals 118, so perfect ritual for the 118 date. And that was also the Muslim Day of Sacrifice. And however you write the official name of that holiday, it equals 118 as well. That's what they were praying for that day, and then they get the tear gas on them. In Hong Kong ended up being the biggest story of August 11th. And at the day after, the headlines read, "Remember HK811. H is the eighth letter, K is the 11th. So 811, HK. And from the day that protest began to the day of the police crackdown on August 11th, where they shot tear gas again in the subways for the first time in Hong Kong's history, it was 134 days. So Tisha B'Av's 134. So it just goes to show that even the entire Hong Kong protest thing is being done by the numbers. The other day there was a story about how the leader was beaten with hammers and knives. His name is Sham, which is like a... you know, what's sham mean? Like a fraud. But so anyway, you had the Hong Kong massive crackdown by the police. And then you had three major natural disasters on August 11th. You had a massive forest fire. I'm trying to remember the name of that forest. It was right by a volcano that they say is one of the most dangerous active volcanoes in the world. You had that. You had massive flooding in India. And there was an earthquake in tsunami. I'm trying to remember, was it Japan or China? One of the Asian nations got hit with some, massive tidal wave type thing. So, and again, August 11th is the 223rd day of the year. Natural disaster equals 223. On that note, Warren Buffett at the beginning of this year on February 23rd, 223, put out a newsletter saying that in the near future, there's going to be a terrible natural disaster that's going to change the world economy. So anyway, August 11th, I'm glad that they didn't blow up Temple Mount, because I was worried that there might be something more catastrophic on August 11th at Temple Mount, but no doubt they did their ritual there. And just the other day, October 18th, 118, you had another mosque attack. A mosque exploded in Afghanistan, which is also synced up with the Tisha B'Av dates. So, yeah, that was that.
I find it fascinating that natural disasters can be encoded as well.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Because it's okay. For example, July 4th, we had the big earthquake in California, 7.4, right? And they said that was on a military base. So what I've talked about for years is the United States military, for the better part of a century, supposedly detonated nuclear and atomic bombs for testing purposes below ground and high up in the atmosphere. And just with the alphabetic order, energy 74, weapons 74, nuclear 74. So on 7-4, you get this big earthquake in Southern California. On October 18th, CNN writes a story about that earthquake, reminding people to be ready for the big one. Now, October 18th was the day leaving 74 days left in the year. So they bring up the July 4th earthquake on the day leaving 74 days. And from July 4th to October 18th was a span of 107 days. just using the alphabetic order. Earthquakes 107, militaries 107, ring of fires 107. And what I always tell people about the best example of an earthquake by the numbers is the 1989 World Series earthquake. If you go back and look at that footage of the earthquake, the last thing shown on TV was Jose Canseco for the Oakland Athletics, number 33, crossing home plate. They were showing a replay from the game the night before, and as they showed Jose Canseco cross home plate and pump his fists, the screen cut to fuzz. Now, here's what's crazy. If you measure from Jose Canseco's birthday to the day of the earthquake, it was 107 days later. And if you take Jose Canseco's full name, which I believe is Jose Capas Canseco Jr., his full name equals 107, right? And earthquake's 107. And if you look at what time that earthquake happened at, it happened at 5.04 p.m. 5.04, lose the zero. It's like 54. Baseball with the alphabetic order is 54. Just like how there's 54 outs in a game. And I mean, again, that was Oakland versus San Francisco, you know, Bay Area World Series, known for earthquakes. I mean, you get an earthquake. Supposedly, it's the only earthquake captured on live television. But from that to, you know, several other examples up to the present, you can see how these rituals are conducted. A couple years ago, I told people that the World Series would be the Astros defeating the Los Angeles Dodgers after Harvey flooded Texas on August 27th. And you might recall that Harvey actually made landfall a couple days before it flooded Texas. When that happened, I told people to watch out for the date August 27th for two reasons. One, it was the 239th day of the year, which is the 52nd prime number. And also, 8 plus 27 plus 17 equals 52. Now, the word flood equals 52. The word hurricane equals 52. The flooding of strategic territories by militaries was first admitted by the Royal Air Force in 1952. And what was comical is after Texas, and by the way, when Texas flooded, it flooded on the 20-year anniversary of the death of Stevie Ray Vaughan, who died in a helicopter accident, whose best-selling album was Texas Flood. But in addition to that, the first pitcher to pitch in Houston after the flooding was Matt Harvey. And I said, you see, people? I said, you see how they sync this stuff up? They have the whole sports season planned. They got the weather warfare planned. They got Matt Harvey ready to go as the first pitcher in Houston after Harvey. And what I pointed out is that day, from the day Matt Harvey pitched in Houston to the start of the World Series, was 52 days later. And meanwhile, Los Angeles was burning with the La Tuna fires. And I said, water puts out fires. I said, they got both these natural disasters synced up with the World Series. Just watch. Houston over LA. And that's what it was. So,
well, that brings me to the sports. You have a whole channel dedicated to gematria and sports. Now, what are some of the best examples? It makes me think, you know, is it all just rigged by the numbers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so last night we thought that the score would be 4-1 in the Yankees and Astros game, and the reason why is because it was 322 days after the death of George H.W. Bush, number 41. And it's not like we just said, oh, it's 322 days, he was number 41, the score's going to be 4-1. It wasn't just like that. It's because throughout the season, for people who aren't familiar, I have a Patreon page, and every day pretty much for several hours a day, I'm decoding sports and predicting games. And we've followed all sorts of riddles all year connecting the death of HW to the Rangers and Astros, two teams he's associated with, and then at the end of the season with the Nationals. And just before the postseason began, I told my people, you might want to put down a bet on a Nationals-Astros World Series because it looks very possible. So check this out. If you go back to April 20th, 2019, the Astros were playing at the Rangers. And what we noticed is the Rangers were big underdogs at home, but it looked great for the Rangers to win the game. I said, watch this. The Rangers will improve to 11-8 for the season, and they will be 9-4 at home by beating the Astros tonight. And the reason we thought that would happen is because it was April 20th, the 110th day of the year. The word president equals 110. The name George Herbert Walker Bush equals 118. So the Rangers improved to 11-8. The Bush family used to run the Texas Rangers. So the Rangers improved to 11-8, which would be a tribute to George Herbert Walker Bush, 118. And then they would become 9-4 at home. HW had just died at age 94. So we're expecting the Rangers to win this game, right? And sure enough, the final score of the game is 9-4, just like how he died at 94, okay? So later in the season, another thing that happened was Verlander. When the Astros won the World Series in 2017, Verlander, he posed with HW and W on the field. And so there were a few other riddles along the way, but I'm just giving you some good ones. Verlander was going for his 223rd career win, and he had a chance to get it against the Kansas City Royals, and the Royals paid like 4-1 if they were going to beat the Astros. I told my people to bet the Royals to beat Verlander that night because I said it doesn't make sense for Verlander to get his 223rd win against the Royals when his next start's going to be against the Rangers. Again, the same teams, right? The teams Bush is connected to. So I said, look, his next start should be, I think, I might be wrong about this, I'm going off memory, but I think that when he got that 223rd win, it might have been 223 days from his birthday. But regardless if that's true or not, I just knew it would make more sense if he got his 223rd win against the Rangers. Again, bringing the Astros and Rangers together because 223 is the reflection of 322, the number of skull and bones. So sure enough, that's what happened. He lost to the Royals, and then he beat the Rangers to get his 223rd win. Maybe he did it on the 223rd day. I think there was one other 223 piece to it. I can't remember it right now off the top of my head. But so anyway, that happened. So just yesterday, Verlander, he lost, and he became 14-9 for the season, right? Skull and Bones with the alphabetic order equals 149, and Skull and Bones with the alphabetic order and rules of numerology equals 41. So yesterday was 322 days after the death of HW, what Skull and Bones identifies by 322, and then Verlander becomes 14-9, like Skull and Bones 149, which is also the 35th prime number, and his jersey number is 35. And if you've ever seen the film Enemy of the State, you seen that film Enemy of the State?
Yes, I have.
That film released on the 322nd day of the year. If you go to 1 hour and 49 minutes into that movie, 149 again, Will Smith checks his watch, and the time is 322. Robert Mueller investigation, that ended on the 149th day of the year. When the headlines were made that he was going to testify, that was 322 days after his birthday. So 322, 149, these numbers come together all the time. Now here's another good one with 322 and 149. At the end of the MLB postseason, on the Jesuit birthday, September 27th, the Nationals were hosting the Cleveland Indians. And we noticed that the manager of the Nationals, it was his 322nd game, 322, and he was on 149 losses. So we said, oh, no way, the Nationals are not going to lose this game. He's definitely going to stay on 149 losses in his 322nd game. And what was perfect is September 27th had 48 date numerology. The Nationals were going for their 48th home win, and they were playing Cleveland Indians. Cleveland equals 48. So perfect team to get the 48th home win against on the 48th date. And that made me go, wait a minute. Not only is that there, but I said, think about Prescott Bush. There's a story that Prescott Bush, the father of HW, stole Geronimo's skull. So I had to go back and look, and we just did it in real time. I went back to look and see what day Geronimo died, and I had to laugh right away. I said, look at that. I said, Geronimo died on February 17th, the 48th day of the year. I said, let me measure how many days it is from February 17th to the day of this game, September 27th. It was a span of 223 days, which is the 48th prime number. And 223 is 322 in reverse. So I was like, this is Lock City. I mean, you can bet the house on this game. And sure enough, the Nationals won. And then what I told my people, they said, well, this is – because up until that point, I mean, there might have been other Skull and Bones rituals with the Nationals this year that I didn't catch on to, but I definitely caught that one. And when I saw that, I said, right now the smart money is to put down a bet on a Nationals and Astros World Series, because I said these Skull and Bones riddles are not an accident. if they've been doing it with the Rangers and Astros this year, and they just did it with the Nationals, this could mean that these teams are going to meet in the World Series. And then I started thinking more, and I had to go back to the Steve Scalise shooting. Do you recall the Steve Scalise Republican baseball practice shooting of June 14th, 2017?
No, I don't remember that one.
Okay, that was the big story on Trump's 71st birthday, June 14th, 2017. Republican congressman was supposedly shot by a Hillary Clinton supporter.
Okay, I do remember hearing about that now.
Okay, so if you go back and look at the MLB box scores from June 14th, 2017, you'll notice the Astros beat the Rangers that day 13-2, and the Braves beat the Nationals 13-2. And for people who don't follow baseball, those are weird baseball scores. That's a lot of runs in a baseball game. But both those teams have the same score. And the name Steve Scalise equals 77. Washington, D.C. is on the 77th meridian. That's another really repetitive number with Washington, D.C. Again, on September 11th, Flight 77 hit the 77-foot-tall Pentagon on the 77th meridian 77 minutes after taking off. When you write out September 11th as words, it equals 77. Same with World Trade Center. So Steve Scalise is 77. It's a big number in D.C. When the Nationals just defeated the Cardinals to advance to the World Series, they did it on the day leaving 77 days left in the year, and they gave the Cardinals their 77th loss of the season. It synced up with the day Steve Scalise was shot, and again, Steve Scalise is 77. So this is what they do. They contrive news stories, they rig sports games, and they run them together ritualistically. The Oregon Ducks won a big game today. The story I began with about the hero at the Park Rose Oregon High School, he's a former Oregon Duck football player. So, again, the news is giving people clues about what's going to happen in the world of sports through these stories. But, I mean, how many people in the world actually have the knowledge to put the pieces of the puzzle together? So,
for the football fans out there, anything you see that the NFL fans should be looking for this season?
Oh, well, absolutely. Just before the season began, just before the season got underway, there were several deaths in New Orleans that were all connected through the number 54. This is the year that will conclude with Super Bowl 54. New Orleans equals 54. Drew Brees equals 54. You had the death of the 54th governor of Louisiana right before the season began. You had the death of a newswoman. Her name was, I forget her name, but I know that her name, Gematria, equaled 54. You had the death of a jazz musician, same number encoded.
I actually live right outside of New Orleans, a few miles.
Oh, you do? All right. I thought I heard a little southern accent there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's been a bunch of deaths connecting, and it hasn't just been for New Orleans. There's been a lot of suspicious deaths, especially right at the start of the season with people of 54, but the majority of them were in the New Orleans area, and I've been telling people New Orleans is the city that has the most 54 connections. By the way, backup equals 54, and your backup down there in New Orleans, Teddy Bridgewater's playing pretty well. And speaking of which, I don't know if you paid attention when they showed the instant replay a million times of Drew Brees supposedly injuring his thumb, but really it's a mockery because we have this high def and this super slow-mo. They showed the Drew Brees thumb injury about 1,000 times on TV from every different angle, and every time that they show it to you, you can see that his thumb never impacted the other player, which was Aaron Donald. And what's funny about the I don't even know how they coordinate these types of things, but the name Drew Brees with the alphabetic order and the name Aaron Donald with the alphabetic order, they both sum to 99. And Aaron Donald wears the number 99. His birthday is May 23rd, like 523, 523 is the 99th prime. Last year, ended his holdout 99 days after his birthday. Drew Brees got his first win this year over the Texans on 9-9. He got his 156th win in the regular season. Houston Texans equals 156. Anyway, everything done in the NFL is by this numbers. Even the faking of injuries, which I have no doubt that Drew Brees' injury is, when Teddy Bridgewater started his first game, it was at Seattle. By him beating Seattle, the Saints became 4-4 at Seattle all time. Seattle equals 44. And Bridgewater equals 68. Seattle, Washington, 68. There was some other piece to it. I think maybe the Seahawks fell to 6-8 all time against the Saints. But you just see how everything's perfectly scripted. They needed Bridgewater to be in for that game to fulfill the numerological script that was written for it. So right now you have Drew Brees on the sideline with a fake wrapped up hand with nothing wrong with his thumb, which everyone should be able to verify from the high def, 1,000 different super slow-mo angles they gave you showing his thumb never touched Aaron Donald's hand. It's impossible to injure your thumb if you don't smash your thumb into somebody else's hand. But this knowledge, again, you can see through the sports, you can see through the news. I could say a whole bunch more on the NFL, but we'd be here for the rest of the discussion, so we'll leave it there.
Right. Now, I'd like to get to Trump. I don't follow politics. I think it's all a show anyway. Right wing, left wing, it's the same bird. But I'd like to see what kind of numbers you see associated with Trump, and what do you see happening, if anything, with the election?
Sure. Okay. So to go back in time with Trump, let's just go back to when he was campaigning for president. The first sign to me that Trump might be the president was during the very first Republican debate when they were trying to narrow down the field of however many candidates they had. That first debate, Fox News hosted it, and they put on the screen Donald Trump, 133rd richest man, according to Forbes. And I said, oh my goodness. Because president equals 133, White House 133, government 133. A couple weeks later, maybe a couple months later, whatever it was, Fox News made a big deal about having Trump on for his 133rd interview all time. And I was like, don't people pay attention to this? Like, why is Fox News celebrating today his 133rd time doing an interview? Because, again, unless you know this code of letters and numbers, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. But so those were the early clues. When I really thought Trump might become the candidate was when they set the convention date for July 18th. The opening date of the convention in Cleveland, Ohio was July 18th, 18/7, like 187. From that date to inauguration day was a span of 187 days. Washington, D.C. equals 187. George Washington equals 187. Ancient accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry equals 187. Society of Jesus equals 187. Trump, Society of Jesus is the Jesuits. Trump went to Fordham University in 1964, a Jesuit school. And the Pope right now is the first publicly Jesuit Pope. From Trump's birthday, June 14th, to the Pope's birthday, December 17th, is a span of 187 days. Jesuit order equals 144. Trump visited the Vatican May 24th, 2017, the 144th day of the year. So those were the really big clues early on that that Trump very well could be the person. And I was thinking Trump would be the president until near the end when the Billy Bush, he could grope women on – when all that happened, I was thinking, okay, this is too ridiculous. They're not going to let him be president after they put out this. Well, I was wrong about that. I guess that was just to build up the more divisiveness of the character. But my initial thought, it was February of 2017, just before Super Tuesday, where I said, I'm pretty sure Trump's going to be the next president because he's so polarizing, he's so divisive, he fits into exactly what the mainstream media is trying to do right now with all the very divisive stories. He's just the perfect person. And that's exactly what it's been. Also, when Trump announced that he was running for president, he did so from the 58-story Trump Tower, 58 stories. He was running for the 58th U.S. presidential election. For Inauguration Day, one of the big stories was he got rid of the old man who'd been doing it for decades, and he hired the 58-year-old Steve Ray, who was the Washington Nationals announcer. And 58 again, Freemasonry 58, Rosicrucian 58, Secret Society 58. Hillary Clinton put out a book about why she lost the election called What Happened, which equals 58. So right now you got headlines of Joe Biden saying he's going to beat Donald Trump like a drum. And a lot of media is emphasizing like a drum, which equals 59, which is the upcoming election, the 59th U.S. presidential election. I've been thinking for a while it's going to be Trump versus Elizabeth Warren. And the reason why is because Elizabeth Warren's going to be the only candidate for the Democratic Party who will be 71 years old. 71's the 20th prime number. The first Democratic debate this year had 20 candidates, and it was exactly 71 weeks from Election Day, November 3rd, 2020, that first debate, and it was on a date with 71 numerology. So 71 numerology, 71 weeks to the election in 2020. Again, 71's the 20th prime number. So it just goes to show, even the way they structure the debates year after year, they do it by numerological ritual. And whether Trump is going to win or lose, I'm a little bit torn on. The Simpsons predicted that he'd be a one-term president followed by the first female president. So maybe Elizabeth Warren could be the next president. I'm pretty sure it will be her who's the final candidate. But the reason Trump might be a two-term president is because, again, just using the alphabetic order, Trump equals 88. So it's like, is he going to be president for 8 years? Maybe. But then again, when he first became president, they compared him to Richard Nixon through the wiretapping thing. And then they've compared some of his scandals to Watergate. So, you know, Richard Nixon didn't finish his term. And then I also recall that Melania on Inauguration Day wore baby blue. And they said, oh, she's the first lady to wear baby blue since Jackie Kennedy. So JFK comparison, he didn't finish his term. So I mean, honestly, I don't know what they're going to do with Trump. It seems like they like the shit show that Trump brings and the divisiveness. So if he can last for 8 years, it seems like he'd be the perfect guy to just exhaust the American people. But I honestly don't know what they're going to do next. I do suspect that Elizabeth Warren will be the candidate he runs against, though.
Now, in the beginning of the show, you kind of emphasized how this is happening in the United States, but is it a global phenomenon, this, you know, encoding of numbers and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yep. English, there's a reason English was made the language of the world. This, because, like, even countries where English isn't the main language, you still just see what's in the news. It's all being done ritualistically. The terrorism scares, the rigged elections, the rigged sports games, it's the same stuff going on all around the world.
Now, to close out tonight, are there any upcoming dates that we should be looking towards that you think may be important?
Well, there's been a real pattern with 118. So 118 is a number that's associated with death. Death's 118, homicides 118. You might recall last year on November 8th, you had the massive fires in California, Paradise and Los Angeles. They said those were the deadliest fires in California state history. Paradise, California equals 118. Los Angeles, California equals 118. It's on the 118th meridian. So I'm definitely watching November 8th again, especially since on October 18th, which is kind of like 118, 1018, you just had the mosque explosion. The mosque incident at Temple Mount on August 11th, the tear gas 118. The day before that, the mosque shooting in Oslo. I forget the name of the mosque off the top of my head, but its name equaled 118. So I'm just wondering if the 118 pattern could continue into November 8th. I'm sure you've probably seen the viral videos about November 3rd and hype for Seattle. Have you caught any of that?
Did. I see a little bit.
Okay, so, you know, I'm not in agreement with the people who produce those videos and saying that, oh, you better evacuate Seattle, it's going to get wiped off the map. For people who don't know, I live up here in Washington State. But November 3rd is a curious date. It's 113. It's also the day leaving 58 days left in the year. So if some shenanigans go down November 3rd, I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, for all the hype saying that Seattle is going to be turned to flame, I don't agree with that. But it is a curious date. They love those numbers, 113 and 58. So I'm sure if I thought about it a little bit more, there's probably some other dates that are worth mentioning. Something that I always point out to people is that every single month when the date rolls around with 44 and 64 numerology, you typically get some kind of tragedy in the news. Mass shooting, mass murder, destruction of a building, celebrity death, multiple celebrity deaths. So, you know, before the end of the year, the next date coming up would be, let me think for a second, November 14th would be one of those dates. And then December 13th. Those dates will both have the 44 and 64 numerology. There's always one date each month. I'd have to think some more about anything else, but I'm definitely watching November 8th. The 118s have been a consistent pattern, so...
Very good. And once again, fascinating information. Before you go, let everybody know where they can find your book and all your work.
Sure. The easiest way to find my book is to find my YouTube channel and go to the description. I sell it through sells.com. I recently found out that somebody's been selling my book on Amazon pretending to be me. So if you please don't buy it on Amazon because I won't get that. Amazon's investigating what's going on there. Yeah, if you find my YouTube channel, Zachary K. Hubbard or Gematria Effect Sports, if you know how to click the white box beneath the video, I have my links there to get the book. And, also something I'm working on right now, and I hope you join this. It should be done in about 2 weeks, according to the website team that's building it. I'm building a community, or the goal is to build a community through a social media website. It'll be like Facebook for truth seekers, but without, you know, data mining and advertising. There'll be none of that on there, but the purpose of this website is to help people network and, you know, make new friends and relationships, and if they want to, find people in their community. And I'm hoping that that website will be very successful. And what I would like to eventually do is once it builds up, is like maybe put strategic goals that we can work at as a community to spread awareness about certain things that are important at the time. You know, from everything to how elections are rigged, how we're lied to in the media. My goal is to get more people organized and working together and to pound the pavement. So as soon as the website's done, I will announce it. And again, it's going to be free for everybody to use. And I told the website team, I have to pay the bill for it, but I don't want it to be my website. I want it to be a community website so that it's owned by the community. And maybe in time, there'll be a donation area so people can fund it rather than me pay the bill each month, because it is pretty expensive to run. But right now, I'm making pretty good money on my Patreon page, so I can afford it. But... yeah, so that's the exciting project that I'm working on, and I hope it takes off. So.
I do, too. That sounds amazing. That's exactly what we need, is this social network for truth seekers, basically. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I agree. So
definitely looking forward to that. Thanks once again for joining us, and we'll have to have you back on in the future.
All right. Thanks a lot. You have a great evening.